السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. All praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He gave us the tawfiq to get together again for His zikr and for His remembrance. And many, many times I have repeated that the true zikrullah is that we remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in every action of ours. This zikr is an aid, it's a help. Because whether we are in our business, whether we are in our home, whether we are in the marketplace, whether we are in the at the airport, or whether we are in any part of the world, or in any activity of life, true zikrullah is that we must fulfill the hukam of Allah which is directed at us at that moment in time. That is zikrullah. That there is some hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is directed at us at every moment in time. So at that moment in time, whatever is the hukam of Allah ta'ala, to fulfill that hukam is real zikrullah. For example, when the time of namaz will come, at the time of sunset we have to make, or after sunset we have to make the Maghrib Salat. Now if a person read one hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the virtue of zikr after asr, so he engaged himself in zikr, tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar, and with great ikhlas also he is making it. Then the sunset he continued with his zikr. The time of isha arrived, he was still making his zikr. And until the next morning, sunrise time, he was still making zikr. So will that be zikr? It won't be zikrullah. Why? Because there was another hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that was directed at him at the time of sunset. And that was, now you must make your Maghrib Salat. And there was another one directed that now you must make your Fajr Salat. So zikrullah is the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whichever one is directed at him at whichever moment in time. That is real zikrullah. Otherwise, it is tasbihat which a person is reading, he'll get some sawab. But these tasbihat, they are the means of developing this haqiqi zikrullah. It's a means. When the person will take the name of Allah Ta'ala in abundance, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's name will set in his heart. And then inshallah, over a period of time, when he's going to do it with ikhlas, then whatever hukam of Allah Ta'ala will be directed at him, he will be concerned, he will be conscious of it, and he will fulfill it. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he says he asked one great sheikh of the time, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali, that how can you develop the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, how can you develop it? So he said, rub the two palms of your hands. So he began to rub. He said, or, again he started rubbing even more. He said, or ragdo, rub it more. Now he said, do you feel heat now? He said, yes, I can feel the heat. If you keep on rubbing the palm of your hand, then after that you'll start feeling the heat. So he said, but isi tarike se Allah ka naam lete jao, to dil ke andar muhabbat ki aag lagti jayegi. The heat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat will come into your heart if you keep on taking his name. So this zikrullah must not be mistaken, as many people say that there are so many other things to do, what by treating a few tasbihs what will happen? Well, just like that, if you only take one of any department of Islam, any particular department, and after that you say that, what will happen? If you only make namaz, what will happen? If you only keep fast, what will happen? If you tell the people to make only Hajj, definitely we say that that is not correct. that there must be namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, different things in the person's life. There must be ibadat, tilawat, zikr, everything. But there are certain tablets that a person takes which gives him the strength. Many a times a person wants to make namaz but he doesn't have strength in his body. He wants to fast but he's very weak. He wants to go for hajj but he's got no strength in his legs to walk. So what the doctor says, give him a tonic. Tonic do isko. And sometimes the tonic too, or the tablet also that is given, that vitamin tablet, it's very small, tiny little tablet. But after the person takes that, he says now he's got strength in his body. And if he takes it over a couple of days, then he says now he's fit. He was in his bed, but now he's walking, he's running, he's jogging, and he's fit to make his namaz, fast also. Why? Strength came in his body, health came. So in the same way, the zikrullah, it will bring spiritual health. If the person makes it with ikhlas, then spiritual health will come. Then it will make it easy for him to do the other ibadat. That is the purpose. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that understanding. Hazrat Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, that great alim who used to lecture sometimes, or most of the times, from Isha up till Fajr, and not one person used to ever get up. Once Jawaharlal Nehru was going past and there was a jalsa that was taking place where Hazrat Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari rahmatullah alayh was going to deliver a talk. So Jawaharlal Nehru and his whole party, they stopped over. He came onto the stage there because they knew each other very well. And after Hazrat Ataullah Shah Bukhari rahmatullah alayh had completed the recitation of the qiraat, then he said, "Bas hum to isi liye ruk gaye the ki Ataullah ki qiraat sune, Ataullah ki tilawat Quran sune. Bas ab hum ja rahe." He said, "We only stopped over just to listen to his recitation of the Quran Sharif." When he used to read, it is the testimony of hundreds of thousands of people that it used to appear as if the Quran Sharif was just being revealed. With that kind of voice and also with that kind of ruh and spirit he used to read. There are so many incidents of his recitation of the Quran Sharif. Nevertheless, so he said that the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, at least we must have that much. As a person, as a woman who has lost her child, a woman who has lost her child, the child is lost. So sometimes she's at the door, sometimes she's at the window, sometimes she's here, sometimes she's there, sometimes she's asking the friends of the child, "Have you seen your friend? Did you get any information?" Restless. Any little sound outside, she immediately thinks that somebody brought some message of her child. Allah Ta'ala must protect everybody from that kind of test. It's a very, very difficult test. Where the child is abducted or is missing. So he said, now how the person becomes restless and keeps on searching here, there, everywhere, and waiting for some message and some news. In that way, the person must be also search in love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that he must be checking all the time. He must feel restless. If he doesn't find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, then he must feel restless. Now what is the meaning of Allah ta'ala in the heart? Allah ta'ala in the heart means this. The gauge to test now. What is the gauge? Now he says, must check if Allah Ta'ala is in the heart. Now we will ask, then how must we test? There must be some gauge. They have barometers, they have thermometers, they have all kinds of meters these days. So what will be the meter? The meter will be this, that if the person is sinning and it is not causing him any restlessness and not making him make sincere tawbah, and the person is becoming persistent, then it shows that Allah Ta'ala is distant from him. Because if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was in his heart, so then whenever he was tempted, he would immediately think that whether anyone is watching or not, but my Allah is watching. So he will restrain himself. So that is the test. That when the person is sinning and is persistent, so that's a confirmed indication that this person hasn't got Allah Ta'ala with him. So these majlises of zikr, I've mentioned many times, it is merely to light up that fire of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our hearts. And when it lights up, then Allah Ta'ala makes everything very, very easy for that person. ibadat becomes easy, namaz, roza, zakat becomes easy, to fulfill the rights of people becomes easy, to give charities becomes easy, everything becomes easy. Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. For that person even to control his gaze, no matter what kind of environment we live in, becomes easy. To control himself and restrain himself from all the temptations, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it easy. Because he's got Allah Ta'ala's ma'iyat with him. Since we don't have very much time, when we want to finish by Isha, so we'll commence with our zikr, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, our flights are all taking off on time. There has been no delay so far. If we announce 10 to 8, then we take off at 10 to 8. So far, alhamdulillah, there have been no delays. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it such that we must make the adjustment. Whoever is there after that, we will commence, inshallah. Of course, sometimes due to some unfortunate or unforeseen circumstances, if there is a delay, it is different. But we won't make deliberate promises and break those promises, inshallah. And then sometimes we even commence 5 minutes before time. Now that is like giving extra ride. So if somebody has got a ticket up to Dubai and they throw in a free ticket for Jeddah or London, who's going to refuse? So those who come away early and they sit down here and I see their talab, so I give them an extra ticket free of charge. What does it mean? Before Ramadan, we were discussing hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. We discussed some part of it, and then Ramadan Sharif came, and we did not continue with it. So tonight again, one or two lines from there we'll repeat, because the more we listen to it, the more it strengthens our iman. हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. I had explained that one of our major weaknesses is ghaflat, negligence, indifference. We take things very lightly. The Sahaba Ikram, this is some of those sins which we commit today. The Sahaba Ikram, if they had to see us committing those sins today, they would actually declare us out of the pale of Islam. Because of our indulgence without any concern, and the bragging over those sins, and the advertising of those sins, and the expression of great joy and happiness when such kind of photographs appear in the newspapers of our mothers and sisters clad in Western garments or sometimes very skimpy garments. And there's a kind of an expression of happiness that my daughter was also there, my mother was also there, my sister was also there. She also received an award for being in that pageant and for being in that fashion show and for being in this and that. And for the men also, So many places they are present. Sometimes it's in a bar, sometimes in a casino, sometimes in a disco, sometimes in some other haram quarters, some clubhouse, and there the photographs are taken. Sometimes they are with some woman who is totally a stranger, and haram for him to be even sitting like that with her. And these things are bragged about, they are talked about, and people who witness it and who see it in the newspapers or on the television or in the magazines, then they also, they don't have the courage and the strength to tell that friend of theirs that why what you did is a totally wrong thing. Allah and His Rasul are terribly displeased with what you have done. Make sincere tawbah. In fact, because of that fear, that friendship will break, they also will congratulate that person. You are looking very nice. Think carefully what I am telling you. What do we say? Just to make him happy, or just to make her happy, we say, you looked very pretty in that. You looked very nice in that paper. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. So this is what I'm talking about. That sin is something that any person can make a mistake, he can commit a sin. We don't say we are masoom, sinless. We cannot claim perfection. None of us are perfect. Only the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were perfect. And Allah Ta'ala makes the awliya mahfuz. The awliya, the Anbiya are masoom, and awliya become mahfuz with their mujahadat, with their love for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala creates such conditions, or He puts such a barrier between them and sins that He makes them mahfuz. But we who are nowhere near the awliya or the anbiya, of course nobody can even by his effort become a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, but we are far, far away even from this position and the status of awliya siddiqeen. So we are bound to make mistakes, commit some sin, but bragging over those sins, or expressing happiness, expressing a kind of satisfaction that I committed this sin, so what? One young girl writes that after she changed, of course she too was going to the cinemas, theatres, whatever they were going to, and watching all the filth, but after she gave it up, now when she told those other friends that this is not something that we should be indulging in, and you should also make tawbah, she said, well, we are not on that wavelength as yet. You can go that route. We are enjoying life. Let us enjoy life. So this is the general type of statement that we hear, that you are trying to take away our enjoyment of life. What will we do without all these types of entertainments and pleasures? So indifference and negligence, ghaflat, we don't take anything serious. Namaz is like something, well, we heard the azan and we are deendar. So deendar means now we must make namaz. And if you ask anybody these days what is the meaning of a person being deendar, well, he makes namaz 5 times a day. That is his deendar. After that, his akhlaq, his muamalat, his muasharat, his dealings, his etiquette, his morals, his behavior, his character is of no concern. So hawa wa hirs wa ala dil badal de. Oh my Allah, this heart which has got a greed in it. There's a greed in the heart. Anything that is halal, haram, as long as the person gets it. So Allah, change this heart in which there's a greed. And this greed is that greed of temptations. The greed for fulfillment of the evil passions and desires. The greed for wealth, whether it comes in a halal way or haram way. Now that is what is objectionable. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hasn't stopped us or prevented us or stopped us from making use of His ni'mats and bounties. For whom has He created it? But again, don't go across the borderline. So, hawa wa hirsa wala dil badal de. Oh Allah, this heart which is filled with evil passions and desires, oh my beloved Allah, change it. Change the condition of this heart, oh my Allah, which is filled with evil passions and desires. Hawa, evil passions. And hirs. A person must feel, the moment he commits a sin, it must be like a mountain that is on his shoulders. And not like just one fly which has set on his forehead and he blows it away. must feel like there's something serious has happened in his life. Allah Ta'ala has become displeased. Until we don't reach that stage, that the moment we commit a sin, then we truly and sincerely believe that Allah has become naraz. And until we won't make him happy, then we will not be satisfied. We will ask him for forgiveness, we will beg. What is the reason that when we make sincere tawbah, why do so many brothers say, Mawlana, after the dua, then we feel as if some weight went off our shoulders? Why? Why do we feel like? Why do we feel like the heart opened up? So many people tried, we felt like there was a block, there was some kind of, just as the arteries get clogged in the body, in the same way the spiritual arteries get clogged. So the person feels that there's something, it's tight, life has become tight and narrowed, full of restlessness. And after he makes sincere tawbah, istighfar and dua, and makes an effort also towards the fulfillment of those rights of people which he may have violated, then straight away the person starts getting an expansion in the heart, spiritual heart, in shirah of the sadr takes place. The person can experience it. Many times I have said that for us sinful ones like us, just go on a diet from sins for a few days and see after that you will feel, have a, like an on-off switch in the heart immediately. That if the lights go off, somebody puts off the switch, now straight away we can sense it's darkness. And when somebody puts it on, we can sense that it's light again. So in the same way, when this on-off switch will come in the heart, with a little bit of effort, not very much too, I'm talking about the first steps, then the person will realize, the moment he's going to commit some sin after that, there will be a restlessness, a darkness. And the person will not feel comfortable, his life will be uneasy. Then he will make tawbah, istighfar, tilawat, ask Allah for forgiveness, shed tears of remorse and regret. And immediately the person will experience a kind of light in the heart again. Immediately. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Oh Allah, this heart of mine which is immersed, which is soaked, which is drowning and sinking in the ocean of vices and sins and ghaflat, oh Allah, change it. Person is saying, oh Allah, change this heart. And we believe and truly believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has the power to change this heart if we are sincere and we are turning towards him and we are asking him for forgiveness from all the sins. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us a new heart, spiritually sound and healthy heart. As I explained, that if man can undertake heart transplants, physical hearts are being transplanted, a person's heart, the cardiologist has declared that it is damaged beyond repair, there's no way that this person can now enjoy quality life, even though he may go bypasses. So then they say, what is the cure? The cure is that he must get a transplant. Ah, if man can transplant physical heart, who gave him that intelligence to do that? So cannot Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala transplant a spiritually sound and a healthy heart if we beg, if we ask him, if we plead to him, if we sincerely repent? How many people have got us a transplanted heart? How many people? They must just see their lives 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And after they made changes in their lives and they kept on making an improvement and kept on turning towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then how many have become walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? That's what we mean by he has already got his transplanted heart.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de.
O Allah, out of your graciousness and mercy and kindness, change this heart. We are not saying that we will be able to reach those stages of wilayat and qurb and marifat and yaqeen with our own efforts. We are not claiming that we will be able to do so with our own effort. What is our effort? Nothing. But O Allah, we are asking you that with your fazl, with your graciousness, with your mercy, with your kindness, change this damaged heart of ours, this spiritually damaged heart, O Allah, change it. How long are we going to walk with such a heart? If the physical heart is slightly damaged, if there's a little pain, the whole family says, rush him to the cardiologist. Quickly take him to the hospital. Let him get himself examined. Haven't you heard of how people get sudden massive heart attacks if they neglected the early symptoms? So rush him and get him checked up. And then the cardiologist also, after checking, then if he sees that it is in poor condition, then sometimes it takes you straight away from there to the theater. Same time. But nobody has said that, no, this cardiologist is a zalim, na'uzubillah. What kind of zulm he's making? Why? Because they say he's concerned about the heart. So he is generous, he's kind. He's got a concern about it. But when it comes to our spiritual heart, if somebody has to say that you've got so many weaknesses in your life, your namaz is not right, your tilawat is not right, then you've got pride also, you've got anger also, you've got jealousy, you've got malice, you've got greed, evil passions and desires have engulfed your heart, so it's terribly damaged, this, and it needs an immediate operation, then that time we will say that work has to carry on. We will see tomorrow, next day, next year, someday we will think of our islah and reformation. We will think of it, and sometimes the person doesn't think until his dying day, or he doesn't make an effort to do that until his dying day. So this is what we are saying, that O Allah, with our own effort we will not be able to get anywhere, but we believe in your fazl. Whatever you have given to us, it is your bounty, it is your ihsan, it is your fazl. We are not deserving of all these bounties. Can anyone say truly we are deserving? Yes, the awliya-i-kiram, the ahlullah, but yet they, although they deserve it, but they still say, Ya Allah, we are not deserving. Then who are we to say that, no, we were deserving? We say we are not deserving, but O Allah, out of your ihsan and your kindness and your mercy and your love for your creation, you have blessed us with all these ni'mats. So do not snatch it away, increase those ni'mats. So just as we consider all other ni'mats and bounties as bounties and ni'mats, in the same way, if we bring about some spiritual change and reformation, then we must consider that as a great bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. In fact, make it like a dua and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Oh Allah, this heart which is filled with passions and desires of the evil kind, and which is filled with ghaflat, and which is filled with hirs, greed, of the haram kind. Oh Allah, change this heart of mine which is sinking and drowning or immersed in haram. Ya Allah, change this heart. Ghaflat me duba, sinking in ocean of negligence. Oh Allah, change this heart. Give me a sound spiritual heart.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de.
Well, we have not been able to proceed more than that. But whatever has been said, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہے سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. जब सांस लूं में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जियूं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जियूं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जियूं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जियूं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा हर दम करूं मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 करम से तेरे बईद क्या है जो फजल मुझ पर भी मेरे रब हो तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो तेरी मदद हो मेरी हो कोशिश तेरी कशिश हो मेरी तलब हो बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो बदी में गुजरी है उम्र सारी नसीब तौफीक नेक अब हो रहूं मैं मशगूल जिक्र ताअत बस अब यही शुगल रोज़ो शब हो हर दम करूं मैं ए मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاود اللہ O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. We are turning towards you, O my beloved Allah. We are ashamed of the sins we have committed in our lives. O Allah, we are not justifying our sins, we are ashamed of the sins. Ey Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ey Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ey Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ey Allah, hum bikari ban karke tujhse maag rahe hain. Ey Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Oh Allah, open the gates of your forgiveness for us. O Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for us. O my beloved Allah, if the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajmain had to see us, they would have declared us hypocrites. O my beloved Allah, it is your tolerance that no matter how much of sins we commit, but you give us food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter. You give us so much of your bounties. Ey Allah, how kind you are. How generous you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. Oh Allah, we have believed in you as our sustainer. We have believed in you as our cherisher. We have believed in you as our creator. Oh Allah, all bounties lie in your hands. All treasures lie in your hands. Oh Allah, from your treasures of forgiveness, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum gunahgar hain. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh, my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You are well aware of every movement of ours. You are well aware of every breath that we take in and we exhale. Oh Allah, there is nothing that is hidden from your sight. It is just your tolerance, oh my beloved Allah, that you do not seize us the moment we commit sins. Ya Allah, how tolerant you are. But oh Allah, do not snatch away this tawfiq of tawbah from us. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging. Oh Allah, we are confessing. Oh Allah, we are confessing before you.
O my beloved Allah, that we are very sinful servants of yours. But O Allah, we have also believed that you are the most forgiving. Ya Allah, you are the most compassionate, kind, loving and caring. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and rahmat from us. Oh Allah, if you have to reject us. Oh Allah, if you have to reject us. Then oh Allah, who is going to accept us? Oh my beloved Allah. Don't turn away your glance of forgiveness from us because of our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us, for we have no one to turn towards. There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa koi maabood nahi. Tere siwa koi malik nahi. Tere siwa Allah koi masjood nahi. Tere siwa koi maqsood nahi. Ey Allah, tu hi hamara hai. Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, we want to become your friends. We want to become your walis. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to come anywhere near you. Ya Allah, they want to distance us from you. They do not want us to get an enjoyment of ibadat and zikr and tilawat. Ya Allah, but you become ours and make us yours. With your fazal, O Allah, make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Allah, koi tujhse kuch koi kuch maangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch koi kuch maangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Oh Allah, some people seek certain things from you, others seek other things from you, but we are seeking you from you. Oh Allah, you become ours and make us yours. Agar tu hamara ban jaye to sab kuch hamara hai. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything will become ours. At present, oh Allah, the governments are not ours. Our friends are not ours. Oh Allah, the ummah is not ours. Ey Allah, our children are not ours. Our businesses are not giving us barakat. Allah, nothing is ours because you are not ours. Ey Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health. Spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plenty full of halal risk. And oh Allah, remove all the difficulties and problems. Oh Allah, so many are suffering depression. Ya Allah, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, remove the causes of their depression. Ya Allah, if it is sins, then give them the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. And oh Allah, if there are other causes, then remove them. Ya Allah, give them happiness and joy. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, so many parents are seeking duas, for the children have gone on to drink, drugs, vices and evil. Ey Allah, bring them back onto the right track. Allah, tu qadir mutlaq hai. Allah, you have all power. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Surat Mustaqim. Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. Oh my most forgiving Allah. Oh my most forgiving Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, everyone is ganging together to destroy the ummah. Ey Allah, aaj ummat ke sab dushman ban ho gaye hai. But oh Allah, the greatest enemies of Islam and Iman are ourselves. Ey Allah, we indulge in so much of sins and so much of vices. We have unconcerned, oh my beloved Allah, for deen and for sharia. But oh Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Ey Allah, give the enemies of Islam hidayat. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, you can give them Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, open up to their hearts for Iman and Islam. But oh Allah, if they know what Islam is, and still they are stubborn and obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they will continue causing destruction of the ummah's property and life and honor and dignity. Ya Allah, and the masajid and the madaris,
Oh my beloved Allah, then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Allah, you sent the Ababil and you saved the Kaabatullah. Allah, you destroyed a huge army of Abraha. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Aaj bhi mere Allah, tu wahi Qudrat wala Allah hai. Tu wahi Malik hai, tu wahi Khaliq hai. Allah, your power knows no limits. Allah, those angels are still under your control. Allah, tu wahi Khuda hai jo Badr ka Khuda tha. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud and in Badr and in Khandaq and in Fateh Makkah. Allah, change the conditions of the Ummah. Allah, give the Ummah that position of dignity, that position of dignity and strength that Rasulullah Pak Sawasam had left them on. Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Allah, give the enemies Hidayat. But oh Allah, if it is not in their Muqaddar, then oh Allah, cause their planes to crash. Oh Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Destroy their coalition and alliances. Oh Allah, they are getting together once again. Oh Allah, this time again they want to bombard Iraq. Ay Allah, Iraq ke upar hamle ki tayyari ho rahi hai. Ya Allah, their greed and their hirs has got no limit to destroy the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, ya to unko hidayat de, ya Allah, unko tu khatam farma. Allah, break their backs, O Allah. Ya Allah, destroy their pride, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give the Iraqi Muslims and the Muslims all over the world the tawfiq to obey you and to turn towards you and to follow the deen and sharia. Ay mere Allah, tu un sab ko namazi bana de, un sab ka zahir aur batin nek bana de. Ay Allah, teri taraf rujoo karne wale bana de. Ay Allah, farishton ke zariye se unki madad farma. Ay Allah, in kuffar aur mushrikeen ki, ay Allah, shararaton ko khatam farma. اے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے وگر تیرے ہیں اے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم جائے کہاں او my beloved Allah bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat یا اللہ do not deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat اے میرے پیارے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made duas for us his entire life and especially in حجت الوداع Oh Allah, when so many people are departing for Hajj from all over the world. Allah, when they are congregating in that Mubarak land, where on one occasion my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had congregated with 124,000 companions of his. Each and one, every one of them a shining star. Oh Allah, what duas the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us on those occasions. Ay Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Ya Allah, all what he asked for us at Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah, bless us with that goodness. Oh Allah, whatever he begged for us at Multazam, bless us with that goodness. Ay Allah, jitni bhi Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne duae mangi, wo sab khair hame naseeb farma. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah, daily we are listening of janazas. Daily, oh Allah, young, fit and healthy people are leaving this world. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us in some cinema or theater, or stuck and glued to some filthy film. Oh Allah, glued to some filthy internet program. Oh Allah, reading some filthy magazine or novel. Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Ay Allah, Madina Tayyibah mein shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Ay Allah, Jannatul Baqi ke andar hame dafan naseeb farma. Ay Allah, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما اللہ all the works of deen which are taking place accept them سب کو مقبولیت نصیب فرما تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما اللہ خانقاؤں کی محنت قبول فرما مشایخ کی محنت قبول فرما مسجد و مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما اللہ مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما اللہ مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما کشمیر کے مسلمانوں
مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما، افغانستان کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما، ہندوستان کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما، پوری دنیا کے امت مسلمہ کی مدد فرما. اللہ چینج دا کنڈیشنز ان دس کنٹری آلسو فرام ایڈورسٹی ٹو دیٹ آف پراسپیرٹی. اللہ دا کنڈیشنز آف کرائم او اللہ چینج ٹو کنڈیشنز آف سیکیورٹی. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، نو پرسنز لائف از سیف اینی مور، نو پرسنز ہوم از سیف اینی مور، نو پرسنز کار از سیف اینی مور. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، نو پرسنز ڈگنیٹی از سیف اینی مور. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، وی نو دیٹ اٹ از بیکاز آف اور سنز دیٹ دیز کنڈیشنز ہیو چینجڈ ان دس کنٹری. Oh my beloved Allah, but you can once again change them. Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ay mere Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. او اللہ، اف مین کین انڈر ٹیک ٹرانسپلانٹ آف فزیکل ہارٹس، اے میرے اللہ، واٹ از اٹ ڈیفیکلٹ فار یو ٹو ٹرانسپلانٹ اے اسپرچولی ہیلتھی ہارٹ ان ٹو اور باڈیز. میرے اللہ، give us a healthy spiritual heart. Allah, remove all the evil from our hearts. Allah, bless us with your closeness, bless us with your marifat, bless us with your yaqeen, bless us with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have gone for hajj and those who are going, Allah, make it extremely easy for them. Remove the obstacles and difficulties from their path. Allah, don't test the hujjaj, oh my Allah. We are extremely weak, oh my beloved Allah. Do not put us through any test in this world or in the qabr or in the akhirat. Allah, do not test us in the qabr or in the akhirat. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere Allah, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam ke sadqe mein humari dua'o ko qubool farma. Jo manga wo bhi ata farma, and what we haven't been able to ask, bless us with that also. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله